弟兄姐妹平安
，Peace to you all。
谢谢天宇帮我们 organize 这个 New Peter's Cares。
We thank him to as a organizer for the New Peter Cares。
基本上New Peter's City of New Peter's， 他基本上不太觉得教会可以帮什么事情。
Basically, the City of New Peter's was under impression that church cannot really help too much。
所以呢，他也不敢把很重的工作交给教会去做。
So they won't give us a very heavy duty stuff.
所以呢是很 easy going. 所以之后呢，我们还会带一些球啊，我们可以到公园去打球什么的，是吧？就是做完事以后。
So we can have some recreation activity after we clean up the park.
所以因为是小事呢，所以我们就格外要把它弄好，不然的话 ，City 就说连小事都做不好，以后就没有大事了。
Since that is not a major undertaking, so we ought to do it diligently.
好，感谢主，我们再回到我们的就是以弗所书的部分。
And praise the Lord, we are coming back to the Ephesians.
好，我们今天要来看，就是在以弗所书第一章第十三跟十四两节。
And let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14.
好，我们一同来念好吗？好，短短的两节，来。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
So in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13it says, and you also were included in Christ when you were, when you heard the word of truth.
The promise of Holy Spirit.
Since until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory.
好，让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，主啊，我们再一次将我们这个聚集的时间就恭敬仰望交托在恩主手中，主啊，借着你的话，你来让我们更深的来认识你，来明白你啊，好叫我们能够有正确的这种的一个蓝图在我们的心里面，知道我们在什么位置上，以后有什么事情要发生。求主你来向我们说话，在这段时间里面，主求你就与我们同在。我们这样子感谢祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门，阿门。好，我们来看到以弗所书第十三节的时候，一章十三节的时候呢，我们在中文的部分呢，里面就讲得很清楚。
So let's look at verse 13 that in the Chinese translation was very clearly stated.
他讲到说我们既听见真理的道，也信了基督，好，既然信他呢？就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And you were talking about as we believe in Christ, and then you were marked in Him with a seal, with the promise of Holy Spirit.
所以他讲到一件事情，就是信他了以后呢，就有一个事情要发生。
And it was talking about since we believe in Him, then certain things will follow.
什么事情发生呢？
And what is going to happen afterwards?
就讲到我们会受一个应许的圣灵。
And so that was the promise Holy Spirit will come.
成为一个印记。
And it is a, you will mark with a seal.
所以呢，这是一个神的应许，就是讲到只要信他呢，就一定会发生。
And it was talking about promise of God that if you believe in him, these things will happen.
而且呢，信的时候呢，就发生了，不是等很多年以后再来发生，是信的时候当下就发生了。
And once you believe in him, these things happen.
所以当我们信主的时候，我们接受耶稣的时候，我们就知道一件事情，圣灵就，我们打开心门接受主的时候，圣灵就进到我们的心里面。
So as we open our heart and receive Christ as our Savior, then the Holy Spirit dwell within us.
当圣灵进到我们的心里面的时候，耶稣基督跟天父我们一般讲说他们在天上，但是因为他们是三位一体，永远不分离，所以他们也在我们的里面。
And since we believe Christ as our saviors, the Holy Spirit, who is part of the Trinity, does will be dwelling within us.
这个事实是神所说的一个事实。
And that is what is described in the Bible.
这不在乎我们自己有什么样的感觉。
And it is not because of our feelings or emotions.
所以当圣灵的印记印在我们身上的时候，你可能不会觉得怎么头上有或者手上哪里有个什么印呢？你不一定觉得这是这个样子。
And so when we were marked by the seal, physically we probably will not feel anything.
也是 invisible.
And it is invisible.
我记得有一次不知道是去哪里，我看到一个他们小朋友啊还是什么去一个 park 还是什么。那他们要走的时候呢，会盖一个印，你就可以再 re-entrance， 就可以再回来。
So I remember when I was in some years ago that when you depart a certain park, you'll be stamped with a re-entry stamp.
所以他们为了吸引小朋友呢，他们那个印盖下去没有颜色。
And of course, to attract the young people to come, that when you are marked with re-entry stamp, it is invisible.
那你一定要扫过它有一个什么什么红外线还是什么线，一看，哎，果然有一个印在里面，就很酷，看不到，但是有。
But it will be revealed itself under the black light.
好像圣灵也是成为我们的一个印记，在我们的身上，外面你不一定看得到，也甚至不一定你真的感觉到有一个什么东西在身上。
So when we were marked by the seal, that outside you may not see anything, and even ourselves we may not feel a thing.
但是这是神的发生的一个事情，在我们的身上，我们每个人都有信主以后。
And but that is a situation that happened to every believers.
也不管是什么样的状况，不管是晴天雨天，也不管是我们很高潮的时候，是我们很低潮的时候，它永远在我们的身上。
So it does not depend on either the outside environments or whatever is happening inside.That is a promise from God.
所以当保罗写以弗所书写到这里的时候呢，他真的是充满了感恩。
So when Paul is writing in Ephesians, his heart was filled of gratefulness.
原来荣耀的圣灵在我们的身上成为我们的一个印记啊。
And so that of course the Holy Spirit came upon us and marked us with a seal.
所以当我们想到说圣灵成我们的印记，那我们再继续的往下思想说这件事情有什么样的重要性呢？
So when we think deeper, what is the importance of this promise?
圣经里面一提到印记的话呢，其实有很多的这个真理在里面。
And whenever the Bible mentioned mark of a seal, there's actually a lot of truth behind it.
第一件事情讲到印记的时候呢，就讲到它是一个定属，就是一个所有权，盖下去这个就是我的。
And when we talk about this mark of the seal, it represents ownership.
这件事情呢，圣灵的印记呢，这个讲到印记对以弗所当时的人呢，他们是有一个特别的理解。
And it carries a specific significance to the people in people of Ephesians.
因为以弗所它是一个位在河口一个海口的一个城市，所以有河就从他们的城市流过去入海。
Because the city of Ephesus was situated at the river mouth going into the ocean.
那山上面呢就有很多的伐木的这种工人在砍树。
And there's a lot of tree loggers working on the hills.
所以当人要买木头或者商人要买大批木头的时候呢，他们就到那个山上去看树，每一个树啊，这个我要，这个我要。然后呢，他们选定了就拿他们特殊的印就盖在那个木头上。
So when people are buying wood, after they have purchased the wood, they sealed it with a special mark it with a special seal.
然后他们就让这个木头顺着河就这样飘下来。
So the trees or the logs were floating down the river.
然后他们就到了这个山下呢，再去找他们盖的是哪些木头。那这就是我的，我买下来的。
And so when it reaches the city, then they can separate the logs that belong to different people.
所以这个木头盖了它的印就属它，所以这个盖的这个印。第一个意义就代表了它是一个拥有权，是我拥有这个木头，我拥有这个盖的东西。
So the mark, the seal represent the ownership that he owns this piece of property.
所以很多的人也会盖章哈。我特别想到是什么事情，就好像我们买书啊，有的人会有特别的图章，新书买来呢，先给它盖一个章，然后呢，下面可能会再写某某比如说慈霞。够于什么什么什么天母什么 台北什么几年几月几号写一行字。
So some of us will actually mark our books when it was newly purchased with a seal as well.
所以这个就表示说这是这本书是我的了，这我拥有了。
And it represents that this, this book belongs to me.
那么神用圣灵当作一个印盖在我们身上，那又是什么意思呢？
So when the, God used the Holy Spirit, used it as a seal, impressed upon our heart, what does that really mean?
所以神在宣告一件事情，就是说借着这个圣灵的印记在我们身上的时候，我们的所有权就归属在神的身上。
So what God did is to declare that you belong to him, that he has ownership over you.
也就是说当神救赎我们，他用重价买回我们的时候，他也拥有了我们。
So that when we were redeemed with a heavy price, that he owned us.
我们来看一个经文，在哥林多前书六章十九节二十节。
In First Corinthians
六章十九到二十。
19 to 20。
我们一同来念好不好？中文的部分来。岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身上荣耀神。
Okay, let's recite in English. Okay, please do. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not of your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
Oh, 我们常常就在讲这个话，就是说我们是圣灵的殿，我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
So we talk about a lot that our body is the temple of God.
但他接下来讲那件事情说，说这是他做主的地方。
And of course, then it follows up. It says that God is in you.
所以这个身子是上帝做主的一个地方，叫做身子是圣灵的殿。
So that God is in you, that is He owns you, and then He is in you, and so your body is the temple.
我们可以这样讲说，有一个很棒的一个皇宫，一个 palace 住在我们的心里面，神就住在那边。
We can describe it within our heart as a marvelous palace that God dwells in.
所以这个 king 在住在这里，他就拥有这一块地方。
And so when the king resides in that palace, that he owns that place.
然后他讲到说，这个事情发生的不是简单的，因为他说你们是重价买来的。
And he talked about that you were bought or redeemed with a heavy price.
所以这是一个属神的身体，是用重价买来的。
So that it was bought with a price.
所以他特别讲到说，我们要在身子上来荣耀神。
And so he talked about that we need to honor God with our body.
为什么呢？因为是重价买来的。
And why is that? Because we're all bought with a precious price.
我们都知道是耶稣基督的血来买了我们回来。
We all know that we are all redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
当我们想到重价买来的时候呢，我们会想到，特别在圣经马太福音第十三章里面，他特别有讲到两个比喻。
And when we talk about precious price, that there was two examples that was in
Matthew 13, 会讲到两个 parables, 两个比喻，总共有七个比喻，特别有两个就讲到买这件事情。
And there was seven parables in that Matthew, but then two of them is just particularly describing this.
一个是在田地里面，还要买这个地，因为有宝藏，有藏宝，宝藏藏在这个地里面，所以他要去买这个地。
And the first one to talk about that a person.Buying a piece of land because there was a precious jewel or treasure in the land.
所以在这片土地上面呢，这个人呢，他知道有这个宝贝在这个里面呢，他就变卖他一切所有的来买这块地，因为他知道这块地太有价值了。
And let's talk about a person and knowing there is treasure in the land, sell everything that he has that so that he can buy this land.
第二件事情就是有一个人呢，他要买一颗好珠子，他看见一个好珠子，他真的是觉得那个是上好的珠子，他就变卖他一切所有的来买这个珠子。
And the second thing is talking about a person that he saw a really good pearl, and he's selling whatever he has to buy that pearl.
所以这两个比喻呢，都在讲买这件事情。
And both of them are talking about a purchase.
他在讲背后，这个比喻是在讲背后，是说。 神透过耶稣基督怎么样把我们买回来。
And it's talking about how God, Jesus Christ, bought us through his redemption.
第一个，它这上面有两个事情，我们可以看见。第一件事情呢，就是这个东西是何等的宝贵，这个是宝藏啊，宝贝啊，何等的 precious， 这么有价值的一个东西。
And the first thing that we notice is that how precious is the things that in us.
所以神这是看到说，神看我们每一个人，我们在神的手上呢，不是一个好像没有用的东西，每一个都像珍珠，就像宝贝，是这么的，神是这么的 treasure， 这么的看重。
And he talk about that God value each one of us just like a precious treasure.
我相信很多的时候，我们自己看自己都没有神看我们自己看的那么重。
And sometimes we are not even valuing ourselves as much as God valuing us.
好像很多的时候，我们做孩子的哈，或者我们做父母的时候，我们就发现我们爱孩子比孩子爱自己还多，有没有这样子
？And as a parent, sometimes you notice that you love your kids.More than your kids love themselves.
有时候天冷了要出去啊，他们就说不用穿衣服啊，他们就自己就可以出去。我们大人就说不行啊，一定要穿。谁比较爱他自己，谁比较爱那个孩子？我们大人我觉得比较爱啊。
Example that when the kids want to go out without enough clothing, that you are the one who reminded the kids, not the kids saying that hey, you need more clothing.
有时候我看见啊，我们大人啊追着孩子喂饭，有没有？哇，他今天这一碗饭一定要吃完，我们就喂啊喂啊，喂到后他吃不下去或者怎么样，然后我们就很生气啊，我们一定要把他喂进去，为什么？因为我 care 那个 body 比他自己还要 care。
And you've probably seen seen it before that the parents going after the kids just to feed them。
所以我们就知道说，上帝在看我们的时候，可能跟我们看我们自己可能不太一样。
So we can from that you can see that however God sees us maybe is going to be different from how we see ourselves。
所以我看过很多的那种很悲惨的状况，好像白发人送黑发人那样子。我看到那个状况的时候，我常常会觉得说，他如果自己比如说得了这个病，他可能都还没有那么悲伤，但是他爱的那个人这样，他受不了，心里面很多的悲伤。
So when we whenever there are a older generation seeing the younger generation deceived, then the sadness they feel inside is probably more than what he was thinking if he gets the same illness.
所以这个宝藏和藏珠的藏宝藏的这种跟珍珠的这种比喻呢，就告诉我们说，神呢他是多么看重我们每一个人在他身上在他的手上他的那个价值。
So the parable of the treasure in the land and also the good pearl tells us that how much of the value we have in God's eyes.
所以第二件事情就讲到说，既然这么宝贵的时候，他就愿意花一切的东西把它买回来。
So he talk about that since we are so precious that he's willing to spend anything that he has to get it.
用耶稣基督的血这么重要的一个生命，这是他所有的，在地上他所有的啊，这个比喻特别讲到，就用他所有的东西来换那颗珠子。耶稣基督在当时他所有的就是他那条命，他愿意用他的命。
And he's talking about whatever he's selling the possession that he has, and at that time, of course, in order to redeem us, Jesus Christ is willing to leave his life.
所以很多的时候，我们觉得说这个价值本身到底怎么来决定？我们觉得我们有价值，怎么看呢
？So how do we determine value?
我们的价值，我常常在觉得一件事情，我们的价值没有办法用我们自己来决定。
And of course, we can't really decide or determine what is the value of the things.
就像这个麦克风一样，麦克风他自己说他很有价值。麦克风。
And for example, if the mic here thinks that he is valuable by himself.
但是这个麦克风如果是坏的话呢，我们就会说他没有价值了，就可以丢掉了。
And of course, if this is not this mic is not working, then it carries no value.
这麦克风很不高兴，他说哪有，我很有价值啊，我只是一根线没通而已啊，一窍不通。
And of course, you can't if the mic complains that well, I'm valuable, I'm just not really working.
所以这个价值呢，可能不是自己说的，是那一个 authority 来说，它有没有价值
So that we don't determine what the value is, but the value is determined by an authority.
就像我们每一个人，我们会觉得说我们的价值怎么样？有时候很好的时候，我们说很有价值；有时候很 depressed 的时候，我们说哎，我们一无是处，我们真的糟糕了，很糟糕。
So that just like we said to ourselves that when we are happy, then we say, hey, we are of much value. But when we are depressed, then we can say, well, I have no value at all.
所以这是上帝他造我们，就像这个，如果是有人造这个麦克风，他就说他有价值，就是有价值，因为这是造他的人说认为他有价值。
So when the maker of this mic says it has a value, and then it has value, just like God who made us and says that we have value, then we have value.
当我们常常就在这个当中 confused 到，我们就觉得说，哎呀，我们人就是这样，反正一口气，没有什么特别的东西，反正人死就如灯灭，没有什么价值。
So that we a lot of us are confused a lot of time and saying, well, we don't have a lot of value. Well, you know, sometimes we just die with no value.
但事实上，在神的眼中，每一个都是宝贝，都是珍珠。
But in reality, that each one of us is very, very much valued.In the sight of God, just like the piece of land with treasure or the pearl.
我听到一个新闻，就是讲到科罗拉多州大麻合法化，然后就发生了一件事情。
And there is a news that's behind when the Colorado legalized marijuana.
就有那么一个年轻的孩子哈，他就吃那个大麻饼干了，然后吃大概是过量吧，然后呢吃了以后整个人就 crazy。
So there's a kid that they eat a cookie containing marijuana that's probably overdosed and he went crazy.
所以他就住在他那个 motel 的那个里面呢，就到处乱弄，整个有点疯狂一样，到处乱弄那图啊什么的。
So he went nuts after that he went overdose.
最后在混乱的状况呢，他就一个人这样冲出去，然后就从那个楼上跳下去，然后当场就跌死了。
And in the midst of confusions that this kids run out and fell and died.
他是一个从非洲来的交换学生。
And he was an exchange student from Africa.
当我在读到这个消息的时候呢，我就我不知道大家读到这种消息会怎样。第一开始呢就很愤慨，对不对？大麻怎么可以合法化
？And so when we first read the news that.You think that, well, how can people legalize marijuana?
然后呢，后面开始我的脑子里面呢 ，somehow 就有一个意念进来说，哎，他反正死的时候很混乱，这可能也不痛啊。那 so what?
And then when you think that, well, maybe he's in a stage that he doesn't feel any pain when he dies, so that probably doesn't matter.
那我就说不对啊，那他不痛的话呢，那。他的家人，他旁边的人很痛啊。
But then you get to thinking that, well, maybe he does not feel the pain, but his friends and family would for sure feel the pain.
又那个想法好像在对话一样的 ，somehow 在脑子里面在对话。另一个想法说，那没有关系啊，他的家人、他的朋友，大家都一起吃 cookie 啊，大家一起死， well, 反正没关系啊。So what?
Then it's like a conversation that's carried out.That well, maybe his family and friends are eating the same cookie, so then so what?
那大家都死了，死了就死了，本来就没有嘛。
And so all of them die, so what's the big deal?
当然我们会觉得很荒谬，但是生命到底是价值在哪里呢？
Of course, that sounds ridiculous, but what is the value of life?
哦，上帝说你千万不能死，为什么？因为我住在你里面呢，你死了我怎么办？
And
他是他的殿。
Of course, God will say that he's against that you take your life lightly.
所以感谢主，当他住在我们的里面的时候，我们就有这个被神所拥有、所归就属神了，然后就有他一切的保守在我们的身上。
So when we believe in God, that we belong to God, and that He'll have protection of us.
在约翰一书五章十九节那边特别就讲到一件事情，他说全世界都握在那恶者的手下，而我们呢是属神的。
So in 1 John 5:19, it says.We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
所以全世界都在恶者的手下，但是这一群神的儿女们呢，有一个特别的一个恩典在神的里面。
So that the whole earth is controlled under the evil one, but except these selected people that was protected by God.
所以他 救我们能够脱离黑暗，进到爱子的国度里面，这是一个很大的一个迁移的行动啊，是非常重要，对我们每一个人来讲都是一个非常重要的事情。
So he rescued us from the under the control of the darkness into the kingdom of light.
所以我们不再在恶者的手下权势之下，我们今天在主的属主的，我们是在神的光明国度之内。
So we are not under the dominions of the darkness, but under the control of God.
当这个经文写在看在这里的时候，我们会发现一件事情，好像不是黑就是白，没有中间的事情。
And when we look at that, there is like two kingdoms, the kingdom of light or kingdom of darkness. There's nothing in between.
但是今天许许多多在世界上的人不能够相信黑或白，他们觉得我不属上帝，我不信上帝，我也不相信，我也不会去地狱，我反正就是中间地带。
But many of people in the world now believe there is something in between. I don't believe in God, but I don't believe in the evil one. So I kind of somewhere in between.
好像中间还有一个地位啊，是不属天堂，也不属地狱，好，也不就是不灰色的一个地带。
Oh, it looks there as if there are a status that count in between, not belonging to heaven nor belonging to hell, just somewhere in between.
我相信如果我们把这个中间地带很清楚的拿走的时候呢，每一个人都会选说，那我当然要光明啊，我不要黑暗啊，这是每一个人都会这样选。现在不这样选是因为我们觉得大家都觉得中间还有一块不属黑暗也不属光明的地方。
So when we remove that whatever is in between, then most all people probably choose the kingdom of light. But most people now think there's a status that is somewhere in between, so we kind of stay there.
所以很感谢神把我们从黑暗里面拯救出来，出了黑暗就马上是进入光明，没有中间的地带。
So praise God that once he moved us out of the dominion of darkness, he moved us into the kingdom of light.
当我们进到神的国度以后，我们就不再在恶者的手下。
And once we are in the kingdom of God, then we are not under the control of the evil one.
因为神 cover 我们，我们属神。
And because we belong to God, and He will protect over us.
所以这件事情呢，还有他这个印呢，盖下去的时候呢，盖印还有一件很重要的事情，就表示它是一个不变的，就是盖下去就好像盖棺认定决定了，就是这样。Officially, so, 就是这样。
So mark of the seal that also represent the permanence of things that's being official.
所以我们属神这件事情，我们离开了黑暗进入光明，这件事情呢是不能变的，是不能被改变的。
So that when we got moved from the darkness into the kingdom of God, that is something that will not change.
所以当圣灵在我们的身上的时候呢，当我们可以说我们得救以后呢，神在圣灵在我们身上，我们就永远都属他，不会改变。这是神盖了章的事实。
So when God dwells within us, that we belong to Him permanently, that's something that's a fact that will not change.
我们如果还记得的话，在以斯帖记里面特别是讲到，当犹太人面对这个很大的一个屠杀的时候呢，一开始的时候，这个国王有一个谕令下来，就是盖了章，就不人就不能改了。好，犹太人到十二月的时候呢，要被屠杀。
And in the book of Esther, that the Israelites is facing a slaughter because there was a proclamation from God from the king that you cannot change.
所以当后面呢，以色列人抬头的时候，好像去跟王讲的时候，王说这个意思是说已经盖了章是不能改的，现在怎么办呢？不能够毁掉前面，撤销前面的约，前面的谕令，只能呢再颁布另外一个谕令，在后面的一个谕令来 cover 前面。
So when the Israelites goes to the king basically said, well, the previous proclamation I cannot change, so the only solution is to issue another proclamation with a seal.
所以又加了一个谕令呢，是说以色列人呢，如就是对那些要来杀害他们的人呢，他们可以联合起来保护他们，甚至来杀那些要杀他们的人，就是反，可以报仇啊之类的。
And so that proclamation said that Israelites is allowed to protect themselves with joint forces against the people who want to go to harm them.
而且这个也是盖了章也就不能改，所以这是一个印的意思，就是他只要盖了就是不能动了。
And that proclamation is also sealed with a mark.
所以我们有一个安全性在神的里面，我们知道说神在爱我们，让我们能够在一个光明的里面呢，盖了章，就是永远不会变了，就是这样。
So that we have this protection that will not go away because that is sealed by God.
所以这个印第一个代表我们是属他，而且永远属他，是不会改变的。
So that the seal represents the ownership and is a permanent ownership.
很多的时候，魔鬼撒旦会用很多的谎言告诉我们说：“哎呀，你犯了这个罪，哎呀，你现在你看你又不读经又不祷告，你可能你的救恩都没有了。”但那都是谎言，因为我们属他，盖了圣灵成为印记，永远就是属他。
So a lot of time the evil one is going to whisper.Lies into your ear that, well, you don't really belong to God. Look at you, you're not studying the Bible, you're not praying, and so forth. Those are all lies.
所以我们要知道真理是什么。
And we need to understand what is the truth.
第二个意思呢，第一件事情我们讲到这个盖印这件事情呢，讲到印记是我们是属神的。第二件事情呢，是讲到我们呢能够像神。
And the first thing that we talk about is we belong to God.The second thing that we talk about is we want to be like God.
知道在古代的时候呢，有一种戒指呢，叫做印戒啊。印戒呢，这是在当时是很流行的东西。它就是一个戒指，上面呢是一个人像，它就是这个主人，然后是一个阴刻的，所以盖下去的时候呢是立体的出来。
So this is you're seeing an image of a signet ring, which is concave in design, so when you press on something, then you have a three-dimensional a mark that come out.
特别用在什么地方？就是用在这种重要的文件，这种国家级的重要文件要封口的时候，就会弄一些泥或者是弄一些蜡在上面。软的时候呢，拿这个印就盖下去，然后呢，等它干了以后，就固定一个立体的人像在那个地方，就表示说不能拆封，是 seal 了。
And this is particularly used in some proclamation that is important. So when you put it, some wax at the opening area that you once you press it, then once you dry, that represents something is permanent and it cannot open.
所以当这个保罗写到这边的时候，讲到印记的时候呢，这个观念里面呢还有一层的意思，就是讲到一个。这个原有者、拥有者，他的一个 image 就在这他的这个文件上面留下来了。
So that when Paul's mind that the image of that person, the owner, is imprinted in the seal.
所以我们都知道说，我们每一个人呢都 carry 上帝的形象。
So we all carry God's image.
所以好像神的一个印记呢，就是神的一个形象的印记，就盖在我们的身上。
As if the God's seal is imprinted upon us.
更重要的是那种道德性的那种印记，就是神的道德性的形象就盖在我们的身上。
Especially it is in the area of morality.
我们这个形象曾经在伊甸园在亚当的手上丢掉了。
And this is lost image from the Garden of Eden.
但是当我们接受主，当我们信神的时候呢，这个印再次的盖回在我们的身上。
And but once we believe in God, this image was again impressed upon us.
所以我们来看呢，在以弗所书第四章到了二十四节的时候
，And let's look at Ephesians.
他说要将你们的心智四章二十四节
4:26.
好，他讲到要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。讲到这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。这边讲到一个神的形象。那个印盖上来是什么？是圣洁，是仁义。
And he talk about that you are now new creation, and that new image is true righteousness and holiness.
所以这是神的一个意思，就是当我们盖下来的时候，希望我们能够 reflect， 就是恢复我们在神面前的那一个形象，借着救赎，也借着成圣的道路，我们再一次恢复到神原来在我们身上的形象。
So that the will of God is that through the course of sanctification that we'll all return to that image of original image.
就保罗接着写到三十节四章三十节的时候，他特别讲到一句话，他说不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
And when you move down to verse 30, and it says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God." with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
所以他讲到一个，我们是受了他的印记，所以呢，不要叫上帝的圣灵担忧了。
And since we are marked with a seal, so that we should not grieve the Holy Spirit.
所以我们每个人，我们都是带着神的形象。
So each one of us carries the image of God.
本来我们基督徒的意思就是小基督嘛，就是像基督，本来就是基督。
And the original meaning of Christian is little Christ.
所以我们做任何的事情，我们都围绕在我们要恢复上帝的形象这件事情里面。
So whatever we do, that we should center around getting back to the image of God.
我们常常在想说，我们做很多的事情，比如说我们读经，我们会读圣经，我们会祷告，这些东西呢，是不是真的在帮助我们恢复到我们成为恢复我们神的在我们身上的形象？
And when we pray, we read Bibles, are these things helping us returning back to the original image?
我们在很多的不管是我们属灵的操练里面，或者是教会的活动里面，更很多的东西的话，我们需要把这些东西都拉进来。我们要恢复神在人身上的形象。实际上，这是教会最重要的一个使命。
So regardless of what we do, but either personally or with the church, as one of the main function of the church is to help each one of us to return to the original image.
所以你知道，当我们比如说我们去祷告，我们祷告呢，我相信我们绝大部分的祷告，包含我自己，也会常常是这样。祷告就是把我们的 shopping list 念一次给上帝听，让上帝来买单。
So a lot of us when we pray that we basically have a list of shopping list of things that what we want God to do for us, and that's how we pray.
但实际上祷告更深的意思是，我们在祷告里面要明白神的旨意，而且借着祷告我们跟神建立更深的关系，让神的形象不断的注入在我们的生命里面，让我们能够活出上帝的样子，是借着祷告。
But the through prayer, that the deeper meaning is through prayer that you could understand the will of God so that you will be able to do the will of God.
读经也是一样，我们很多的时候读经就是读知识，然后我们就忘，然后拿那个知识也常常来指责别人。
And it's the same thing in the scripture reading that we accumulate biblical knowledge, and we use that knowledge to accuse other people.
或者满足我们自己对真理的个好奇心而已。
Or just to satisfy the curiosity for the knowledge.
可是不晓得说。读这个经是要来得生命，怎么样透过认识神，能够更深的来认识他的属性，能够来学习他。
And not focusing on through scripture reading that you should get the will of God to understand God to know God.
我想甚至传福音也是一样，传福音的目的不是说人多，而是让多人能够回复神的形象。
So that is also the purpose of gospel preaching. It's not counting on that we have more and more people that believe, but for people who believe, restored to the original image.
所以怎么样恢复神在我们身上的形象，这是我们每一天要去思想的一个事情。
So that should be something that we should think about every day is how do we restore the original image.
在我们湾区有一个神学院哈，叫基督神学院啊。就领袖神学院，他有个意向呢，我觉得非常好。他的意向是什么？爱基督、学基督、传基督、像基督，啊，最后是要像基督。我觉得真的是非常好。
And there is a Christian Leadership Institute. Their motto is to love Jesus, to learn from Jesus, to proclaim Jesus, and to be like Jesus.
所以神学院，那我觉得更好的就是。倒过来讲叫学神院，可能比神学院更好。学神院
so that seminary should be an institute that you learn God.
因为很多的时候我们的生命活不出那个神的样子的时候呢，是很 suffer 的，是很受苦的。
So there's a lot of suffering if our life cannot reflect the truetspirit of God.
就一个故事讲到说，一个天使有一天他就对一只很凶猛的老虎，他就命令他，他说从现在开始呢，你不准吃基督徒。
And there is a story that an angel was reframing the tiger, saying that from now on you thou shalt not eat any Christians.
因为他们是属上帝的，你不可以吃它。
And because they belong to God, so you cannot attack them and eat them.
那老虎就问说，我怎么知道他是基督徒呢？
And then the tiger said, well, how do I know he's a Christian?
他说他身上有一种味道，特别的味道，你一闻你就知道了。
And the angel told him that, well, that they have a special smell, so that once you encounter a Christian, you know.
过了几天以后呢，天使就把这个老虎叫来。
And a few days later, that the angels came on and asked the tiger to be at his, in front of him.
所以他就问老虎说，叫你不要吃基督徒，你怎么吃了很多基督徒，而且嘴巴都没有吃，很奇怪，为什么？
And then the angels are asking that, well, didn't I command you not to eat Christians? But you're still eating Christians, but just leave the mouth behind.
所以老虎说，没有啊，我就是吃人，我就吃啊，吃了之后闻来闻去，没有什么味道特别的，我就吃了，一直吃到最后呢，吃到嘴巴，哎呦，有味道了，所以呢，我就没有吃它。
And the tiger replied that, well,When I attack, when I'm eating people, I didn't smell anything special until I eat the mouth part. Then I recognize that it's a Christian.
所以求神帮助我们，真的，我们不是说而已。我们每一个人在神面前能够来学习走这条路，我们每一个人都可以来学习。
And may God help each one of us to know how to be more and more like Him.
所以在这个环境里面，特别在细谷的环境里面。我们真的不缺科技，不缺知识，也不缺任何的这种聪明才干，也不缺那个很有名的或者是一系成功、一系致富那种青年创业家，我们都不缺这个。
And especially in Silicon Valley, that there's no lack of technology or knowledge or stories of people who just become successful overnight.
我们缺的是什么？是那种有生命深度的人。能够在神面前呢，活出那个丰盛的人，这个会让人家眼睛打开。
What we lack are the people that we have, who really live his life with depth within Christ.
所以，让我们都摆在神的手上，把我们自己摆在神的手上，求神来帮助我们，可以结出圣灵的果子，能够让人把荣耀看见我们的好行为，能够归荣耀给神。
So that each of us represent ourselves to God, so that God can help us.Bear the fruit of the Spirit so that when people see us, they will be able to give glory to God.
最后，这个我们先是属神，第二件事情呢，我们就像神，有神的形象。第三件事情呢，我们就看到我们要得神成为我们的基业。
So that we went through that we will belong to God, that we will like God.And then now we receive God.
这第十四节一开始讲到，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
And in the verse 14 of first chapter of Ephesians, it says that we are in the depositary guarantee of our inheritance.
所以这是一个凭据，就是这是一个定金一样的东西，是。我们有了就一定 guarantee 后面会拿到全部，现在只是一个像定金一样。
So let's talk about a deposit of a guarantee.
所以在古代的时候呢，你如果要买一块地也是一样，你就先到那个地方，然后呢谈好价钱以后，你就从那个地上挖一点土装在罐子里面封起来，然后呢给定金，之后呢再讲明多久以后我回来付全部的钱，然后呢买了再来买这块地。
So in the old days, when there's a property that exchange hands, that you, after you are done with the negotiations, you put a little piece of the dirt into a jar and you seal it, and then you pay the deposit until you come back to pay the rest of the payment.
所以当这个卖主呢，看到这一罐土呢，他看一下，那买的时候打开看，一不一样？一样，好，就可以。成交，然后呢就付钱，就这个产业就转移了。
And when the seller verified that it is indeed the dirt from that plot, the piece of land, then you can go ahead and purchase the entire property.
所以这个圣灵在我们的身上呢，就保证了一件事情，就是我们以后会得到神一切的基业、产业，成为我们的产业。
So it's talking about the Spirit of God.Having a deposit guarantee of our inheritance.
这件事情呢，也是一个确定的事情。不管我们觉得怎么样，也不管我们的光景怎么样，只要我们身上有圣灵的印记，这件事情就是会要发生。
So regardless what is our personal status, if we are having a, we are marked by the seal, then it is a guaranteeing of our inheritance.
你可能有一些很属灵的经验，或者是很 miracle 的一些经验，或者都没有什么特别的经历，就是平平凡凡的一个基督徒的人生。不管是什么样的经历，这个圣灵在我们里面是一个灵，是一样的。
So regardless whether you have any personal experience of some marvelous work of God that is done unto you, regardless of that, you are marked by the Spirit and you are guaranteeing this inheritance.
我们就带着这个圣灵，我们就来好像那块土一样，我们就来领上帝所要赐给我们所有的产业，到那一天。
So that we will be able to receive the inheritance that is prepared by God.
当然这句话呢，我们得基业，在圣灵里面得基业，那后面还讲到只等到神之名被赎，它一个小字讲到神的产业，就是产业被赎，那个意思就是说我们也归了神，成为他的产业。
And if you follow on that, you'll talk about that we all belong to God and then you also have the word redemption later on.
所以我们变成神的产业，我们从神那边得基业，我们也变成神的产业， 这来去之间，这个就好像交织在一起，是很美的一个图画。
So that we receive inheritance from God, but we also we also belong to God through His redemption. So it is a the things are mixed together.
所以当我们被救赎的时候，在上帝的眼中是非常喜乐的一件事情，因为他得着了他所看为宝贝的那些宝藏跟那些珠子。
So that when we were redeemed by God, that is a pleasurable thing for Him.Because God values us.
所以我们来看最后一节，在以弗所书一章十八节。
And in Ephesians 1 verse 18.
一章十八节，我们一起来念好吗？作为我们的结束。好，来，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，就特别讲到说，在圣徒当中得的基业是何等的荣耀。
And that's written in English. I pray also that the eyes and the heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope of which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints.
所以我们常常说，哎呀，神啊，荣耀，荣耀是上帝，荣耀上帝。这个地方呢，特别讲说，哦 ，by the way， 我们也是神荣耀的产业，我们身上也充满了神的荣耀。
So that when we give glory to God, this one also says that that we have a His glorious inheritance from God.
所以神看我们是宝贝的，他愿意用所有的来换我们，这是一个恩典的一个彰显，神爱我们。
Because we are so valuable to God that He is willing to have sacrificed everything for our redemption.
求神来帮助我们明白这个真理，让我们也看重我们自己在神面前是荣耀，是尊贵。
So we should value ourselves because God values us.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。当我们来思想到你赐给我们的这个经文的时候，主啊，我们真的说很大很大的一个 scope。我们不知道以后是怎么样的荣耀会发生。主啊，也不知道在你的手中我们到底是什么样子的一个光景，但主啊，借着你的圣经，你所赐下来的启示，真的就让我们尝到那一点味道，哦，原来是这么的宝贵在你的手中。主啊，求你来帮助我们，就能够成为一个贵重的器皿，能够活出你所要我们活出的样式，有神的形象再一次在我们的生活当中能够被塑造出来。主啊，我们能够结出生命的果子，能够来荣耀你的名，人家看见就看出这是神，这是属神的，这是有上帝形象的人，这是有生命深度的人。主啊，保守我们，帮助我们能够达到那样子的一个境界，以至于我们在属灵的道路上面越走就越像你，越走就越得着那一份甘甜。求主来帮助我们，谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。好，我们来唱一首诗歌。